And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. Oklahoma is finally getting on board with the Real ID Act. Ryan Bennett reports this morning, soon you'll need one of these IDs in order to get on board.
Getting on board a jetliner will require a new identification card. Congress mandated the cards after the 9/11 attacks, but Oklahoma has delayed issuing the cards. The new deadline is October 1st of next year. Governor Stitt says you will be able to apply for a Real ID starting next spring.
You'll need to bring two forms of documentation, your birth certificate, a Social Security card. If you do not have those two forms, you need to start today.
The new cards will replace your Oklahoma driver's license. You can wait until your driver's license expires to get a new card, but if that is after October 1st, you won't be able to fly commercially. Ryan Bennett, KWGS News.
Well, that didn't take long. Two state senators have quickly backed away from renaming a section of Route 66 the Donald Trump Highway. The Route 66 Association and state tourism officials soundly voiced opposition to the idea. Well, speaking of Route 66, a landmark is dedicated in Tulsa.
If you want to do Route 66 right, you've got to come to Oklahoma.
Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell was on hand as the Village Station near Red Fork on Southwest Boulevard was opened yesterday. The 1930s-style Phillips 66 gas station will provide a tourist rest stop. Residents of a Bartlesville group home were rushed to the hospital. They were apparently given insulin instead of a flu shot. 10 people were taken to the hospital after blood sugars dropped to dangerous lows. Broken Arrow residents will soon have curbside recycling. City Manager Michael Spurgeon says getting it started and the community educated about the process will take a bit.
This isn't something that will go into effect till probably July 1st.
He says carts have to be ordered, routes planned out, and trucks retrofitted before the service begins. Longtime Tulsa broadcaster Bob Gregory has died. He was a fixture at the old KTUL radio in Tulsa before making his transition to Channel 8 and eventually CBS News. In the 1970s, he produced the much-acclaimed series Oil in Oklahoma. He was 88. His son Scott Gregory is the host of All This Jazz on KWGS. Our weather forecast, a flash flood watch this morning with rain gradually tapering off. Windy and cold, 40 for a high. Now rain in 41, a wind chill of 31. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.